You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Man, what I would get to have some contact. Quarantine, I dream of days beyond that. Hard enough to make a film when you ain't on set. Word, I wanna take the curve and keep it on flat. I'd rather be 6 feet than six deep on a sixth street and not somebody is six deep. For instance, in an instant, we both defenseless. I miss y'all, but when it's over, I ain't gonna miss this. Open up the window.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On. Accent On, London edition on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, our show can be heard all around the world. So please, everybody, tune in or go to archives on LA Talk Radio, Accent On, scroll down, and of course, you can listen to our show all over again and again. Today, in our studio, I wish I had both of you live physically here, but second best is our Zoom. So I have my great two friends with me for everybody to enjoy. Denis Solovitz, Punch Music.
Hello, hello.
Yes, and Chris Harris. Hi, Chris.
What's up?
What's up? And you are officially my new friend. Is this okay?
We are new friends, yes.
I love that. So, to start our interview, obviously, I need to mention that both of you are working together for like last year, 2-3 years. How long both of you are working together?
We started about 2.5, yeah, somewhere around there. We were working together through other projects that we were kind of tied together on, where I was producing the songs and he was doing the vocals and lyrics. And yeah, we just kind of started deciding it's probably time to, I mean, we were working well together. So let's throw the cards on the table and see what we come up with. And it's been pretty cool so far.
So right now, already people understand you mentioned production, you mentioned songs. So right away, our people who listen to us understand we are talking to artists, a really great one. So Chris, you are a hip hop artist. Yes, you also are songwriter, composer, and I understand you have great background in the music because you were studying. What did you study?
So I actually studied electronic media production at Kent State University here in Ohio. So I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, but I originally got my start in music as a DJ. So I wanted to be a DJ, scratching records, mixing records, doing that type of thing. And probably around my junior or senior year of high school, I made that transition into actually making the music instead of playing the music. And now I get to make fun tracks with Dan. So it's cool.
So again, everybody says, oh, successful people, because you both are very successful. And I'm so excited to just let people know more about your background or your biography and the journey, because the journey is not easy in music business, almost for anybody. You know, we are not like discovered by luck. Most of it is years of hard work and connections, lucky connections, lucky, you know, working together, collaborations, and then one day good things are happening. So both of you have very different journeys when it comes to your career. So I want to say that Dan Solovitz and his company Punch Music, we are working with Dan for many, many years with so many artists. We are producing albums, we are producing co-writing songs, and we had some good luck with Dan Solovitz. Our song Live Forever was charting on Billboard charts, dance charts. Great. So we got really, really lucky with that. And then I am mother of a really wonderful daughter, Natasha Mira, who now she is working with you on lots of projects and her album too. So we have history. Please.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't say exactly how many years, or we'll both date ourselves a bit. But we've been doing work since.
Yeah, I got older working with you, that's for sure. But you know what? The Zoom makes me looking great, so I'm not caring about. But the fact is that Natasha is growing, because you met my daughter, I think, when she was 8 years old. So officially 26, as of May 5th. So, you know, yeah, you know her for so many years and you really know her vocals very, very well. So it's a pleasure to say thank you again for everything what you were doing.
Okay, same here. It all started with a remix contest.
I know, there was Sony Picture or Sony Foundry, you know, and song Love in Disguise. And what I was mentioning before our interview to Chris, that the way how you were dealing with my vocals, I never ever heard anybody doing this way. And it was before times that Cher was promoting the song Do You Believe in Love, and she had this unusual way electronically, you know, transforming her vocals. And you were doing this before her song came out, you know, all around the world. So you were genius in my ears. So with thousands of people who are remixing my songs, you were my number one. And of course you won the big contest on Sony Pictures. So I'm so lucky to meet you. You were young and beautiful. You are young and beautiful still. And now you are working with Chris. That's completely different collaboration. So to make this more fun even for all of us, I want people to listen for 30 seconds to the song that Chris and Dan Salavis was working recently, and it's called Social Distance. And this song is very, very important in this crazy world right now. And also I will say, everybody who would love to listen to songs, please listen to us talking, and then we'll be presenting our music in the end, our show for everybody to just enjoy as a great, you know, tracks after tracks. So, Social Distance. Chris, Dan, tell us more about this song, this track. Chris.
So this song really came about because a friend of mine was producing a independent film on social distancing. So this was just a fun project that he wanted to do. And he gave me a call and said, hey, do you think you could produce a song about social distancing for this film? So I said, let me talk to my partner, Dan. I gave Dan a call. Dan was open to the idea. And once Dan was on board, I literally got off the phone with Dan and started to write the song. Finished it probably in about maybe an hour and a half, just because when I have that inspiration, that fire inside of me, I can just produce the content quickly. And then I decided to record it, and I think I sent Dan the vocals the same day, and Dan did what he does, makes magic.
He makes magic. This song is really, really not only cool, but it's very important, and you have great video.
Yes.
So I will post the links to the YouTube, and of course people can just enjoy the song. So you said that when you have like fire or passion or something, you can write very, very fast. So, but few years or many, many years ago when you started your journey, how you will describe your sound in the beginning? And how developed to who you are right now?
My sound in the beginning, wow, was very much all over the place. I think when I first started, and I think a lot of young artists sort of encounter this, you're trying to figure out what your voice is. You know, you may try a little bit of this style, a little bit of that style, but you really have to kind of hone in on what works best for you. So a lot of my early songs were just, they're just a little bit all over the place. One thing I really took a lot of pride in is I thought I was someone who was able to do a lot of different styles, but I just had to figure out which styles really worked best for me. So if I wanted to do like a very rapid delivery flow, a lot of rhythmic syllables and things like that, yeah, that's a style that I won't say I've mastered, but I can do that well, I think. And then there are just other things, you know, whether it's a slow kind of flow or up-tempo vibe. And that's really just where I am today. I know exactly where my voice is. And when I'm working with producers such as Dan brings out the best of me. So his production inspires me vocally to produce, you know, the best content that I can.
Wow. So now, a few years later, many, many years later, and being also DJ, you're DJing. That's, you know, we know. And Dan, you are amazing producer too for dance music. You know, obviously you are the one who equally to Chris. You can write in so many styles. You can produce in so many styles. What both of you eventually found that you both can write for TV and for films. You know, you both are working separately, but really parallel on parallel stuff, you know. So being a DJ, starting writing in many, many styles, crystallizing your own genre, own way of being a hip-hop artist, and then going to the emotions and now becoming practically artists that write exclusively for movie and film placements. And Danny is doing the same. You both are doing the same magic and you both are really successful. So I will start from Chris. Chris, you just tell us, because everybody wants success story right away and names and where your music was placed. We all musicians want to know that because we want the hope. We want to believe that can happen to us too. So just tell us, you lucky man, you know, how did this happen? That from being DJing and your name is very unusual. How did this started your DJ career? Why did it?
My DJ name and still my artist name is DJ Skrilla, and Skrilla is slang for money. And I chose that name just because I liked how it kind of rolled off your tongue, Skrilla. I just really enjoyed that. And you know, the one thing about transitioning from DJing to just being an artist is what I really appreciated about DJs is DJs know how to read a crowd. You know, I think it's like this power that they have. You know, in their hands to play a record and get people to react a certain way. So I kept the DJ portion of my name, even as an artist, because that's kind of what I try to take into my music. I try to capture an emotion or a response out of, you know, the audience. A good DJ has highs and lows, yep, peaks and valleys to their DJ set. And I think music is the same way. So I try to take what I learned from DJing and put that over to being an artist. And now as a songwriter for TV and film, I can use a lot of those same elements into capturing, you know, a music supervisor's attention.
And you need to capture this attention very, very fast, you know.
That's exactly.
And that's what Dan is amazing about. He just, his mixes and his production is like just, you listen and you are into the music right away. You like almost don't have a time to get used to and wait for the best part of the song a little bit further. No. Comes to you right away and you are like inside of the song. So congratulations. So we want the name. We want to know names, where your songs were placed, tracks. Chris, tell us this success story of yours.
So I've had tracks placed on everything from Showtime, HBO, Stars. I have a film placement in the movie Baby Driver. Some of the more recent placements that I was able to get with Dan, Men's Warehouse. So we have an advertisement that was playing for a few weeks. you know, I've been on Ballers on HBO. Sometimes I just forget. I'm on ESPN all the time. I can't keep up with what SportsCenter's playing, but it's a lot of fun. I just find it exciting.
So I will say, people, you need to go to Chris's website. Please give us your website, because when they go to placements, wow, they will scroll and scroll and scroll and they will, you know, listen to your tracks, and it's very, very impressive. So please give us your website.
Thank you. You can find me at www.chrisbharris, and that's B like boy, chrisbharris.com.
Yes. So then, the same when I can explain people who is Dan Salovitz and Punch Music, you have very, very similar way of focusing right now what you want to do, maybe not for the rest of your life, but that's really is part of your business, placement and commercials, film, music, scores, and of course, creating albums with wonderful artists. So could you tell us a little bit about your company, Punch Music?
Sure. And just like Chris was saying, there are stages to your development and your career. And when you start off, you learn a lot, and you learn a lot of what you're good at and what you're not good at as well. there's stuff I did in high school that you'll never hear. and that's yeah, it's a good thing. But yeah, you know, I went to school for music. I went to Illinois Wesleyan University for music composition. I was also a percussionist. Besides drums and percussion, I was really not much of a performer. It was more, I was drawn more to my computer and to my keyboard and to being in the background. So I started working with a lot of friends in college, and then after that, went out and did some audio engineering education in Los Angeles, and then I got really lucky. Just met up with the right friend of a friend who was looking for a guy that had kind of that unique skill set of composing quickly and being able to produce it. So I started working with a company in Minneapolis called Heston Kramer, and they showed me the ropes of the advertising business for music, writing 30-second pieces, generally 30, 60, and just kind of learning that craft of, they say they want this, and how do we give them that? So that's kind of what helped me branch out into realizing it's not about necessarily, for me at least, it's not necessarily about what I feel like producing. It's this is what they want. Can I do it? And over time, you find out that, yeah, the things you didn't know that you could do, you figured it out over time. So what I really love, you know, I've had some fun ad placements. I've had a couple of Super Bowl commercials and you know, Target and some larger names like that. And then other, you know, just small clients, fun projects. The most important thing is that I get to give them what they need for their product or for their campaign or whatever's going on. And then learn from that and move on. And some of the projects are really fun. Some are work, but that's any business, I think. So one thing I love about working with Chris is I'm not in this 30-second realm anymore. I do that still, but I'm spending time with Chris. We're crafting full songs, and they're real songs, as opposed to give us 30 seconds of what sounds like a real song. So the stuff that we've been doing, you know, that we've been hitting a lot of different genres. You know, we not everything is based in hip hop, though we do start there a lot. But we've done country, we've done soul, we've done epic cinematic pop kind of stuff, and so putting this all together and doing 2.5 to 3 minute pieces that are, you know, radio ready, it's a lot more, I won't say it's more rewarding, but it's definitely new, and I'm enjoying it quite a bit to be able to just say, look, this is an album. And I've worked on plenty of albums over the years, but the stuff that we're working on now is ours. And what he's brought to the table is, I have things to work with, as opposed to just saying, all right, well, I'm just going to do something like this. But, you know, like I said, I over the years have realized I don't consider myself a performer or an artist. I'm a producer. I'm a technician. But I've got the musical background that I can kind of put those pieces together, and hopefully it comes together right. Sometimes it doesn't, and you start over. But, you give me a performer, I can work with that. So that's one thing that's been fantastic. And with Natasha, Chris, the whole host of other singers and hip hop artists that we've been working with as well, just really opens the door to creativity. And whether or not you feel like being creative, if you got something to work on and it's good, it just gets rolling. So that's kind of
need to be this lucky that two people somehow somewhere meet and the connection. Stars line up that you both met, because you said you both started working 2.5 years ago. And I know people sometimes are not patient. They're impatient. They want everything to be right away. And sometimes they're missing opportunity to know each other, to just even give a lot of time into some project that maybe in the future will develop to something big. But really, this is a time. This is like artistry is just not easy to first find two people who like to work and read their mind, read their soul, and they understand each other living apart. Because you, Dan Solovitz, you are working, your studio is in, where is your place?
I'm in Minneapolis, St. Paul, yes. Up here in sunny Minnesota.
Yes, and Chris is in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
And again, people don't understand. You both never met in person.
No, so, but we're on the phone, on and off the phone all day. So, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I know him.
Exactly.
Of course you do. Of course, the same with like I say, with Dan. And Dan works with us for so many years and saw Natasha growing up for many, many years. Now, and we maybe saw each other 3 times in life, probably no longer.
I came out to California a few times for some recording sessions with you guys. And thank you for that, by the way. Lots of hospitality and awesome. It was great staying with you and your family.
Yeah, so we have a great history. But yeah, like I say, sometimes people, because I'm working with a lot of young artists, and then understand that I know the patience is something the most important, I think, in real artists. Real artists need to have a patience, need to understand that things maybe for years will not be perfect, but they need to believe in themselves a lot. Young artists, even when they are very, very talented, I found out, especially in Los Angeles, they are very impatient, especially their parents are impatient. Everybody wants results now. They think, oh, I see people on America's Got Talent here and there, boom, this will happen to my child because I produce 1 song or 5 songs and this for sure, you know, will bring my child to the business. But really, most of artists that I'm talking to, most of them, they have these years of work behind them. And then one day, for whatever reason, 2 souls like you both just met and you understand each other from the distance, but really like you are brothers, like you really read each other's mind. So I would like to congratulate on that and also make everybody who listen to us or anybody who has a young child who wants to be an artist and parents who just sometimes say, hey, do something else because you tried for a year or two, you play guitar, you did some gigs here and there and this will never happen to you, so do this or do that. They need to have a patient. In Europe, it's different. You know, parents really are putting a lot of attention into musical talents of their children. We love to see our children playing, dancing, and nobody asks what you will do with that later. You know, but we never ask for results right away. America is just, hey, show me the money or show me the success. It's not like that because the money and success and special what both of you are talking to me, the satisfaction with doing what you are doing sometimes comes a little bit later, but you both are very young. So, hey, whole world and whole so many years in front of you. So you
there, said there's a lot of waiting in the music business across the board. But the beauty of that is that there's always something out there that's coming. So, but yeah, you know, you finish a project and you put it out there and the process of putting it out there can take months or longer, depending on who's in the driver's seat of that. And then once it's out there, then now it's time to sell it and get it placed. And then after that, now it's how many orders until it gets, you know, rounded up by ASCAP or BMI. And so there's a lot of waiting.
Well, but, in a way, we are giving some advices right now to people because you told us right now the process, you know. So Chris, if you can tell us as an artist, what is your process of writing, having an idea from the song, how this works for you so well that maybe 15, 20 years later, you probably have hundreds of songs that you wrote and produced. And obviously you have so many that you place.
Mm-hmm.
And still we need to wait for Dan Solovitz to tell us your campaigns because oh my gosh, the things that you wrote, the things that are commercially known right now, and the companies that were hiring you to do the great job for them, they're impressive, very impressive. So Chris, you wake up one day and it's like, huh, it's windy. I'm writing the song. How does it happen, you know, outside of being requested to work on some project that you know you need to give it to them? So, yeah.
So there are a couple of different ways that I find that inspiration. I get a lot of inspiration from other people. So let's say if I'm at the barbershop and someone is just talking about, you know, they've fallen on hard times or whatever the case may be, I'm listening and I'm feeling their emotion and I can take someone else's emotion and write a song about that. You know, I may not say verbatim what happened to this person, but their emotion translates to the paper that I'm writing on. Another way that I find inspiration, and I get this with Dan a lot, and we work, we have a couple of different methods to how we work together. But if Dan creates a track, it just brings something out of me. When I hear how he's put in this kick and this snare and the hi-hats together and the horns, it just brings something out of me. Sometimes I have an idea of a subject I may want to talk about. Other times I may hear something he produces and it brings a totally different reaction out of me. Those are probably my two most popular ways that I find that inspiration. The other thing I wanted to say is, for me, it's about making time to write music. I have a busy life. I mean, we all have busy lives, right? I have a son who's turning 4 next week. I have a job, like a day job. I work at the coroner's office, basically, the medical examiner's office. So I'm around dead bodies all the time. I have to find time to write music. So a lot of my ideas come when I'm in the car, when I'm in the shower, when I'm cooking. I don't necessarily sit down for 20 or 30 minutes to just focus on writing. That writing process is happening throughout the day.
So, Dan,
yeah.
In a way, you know, what Chris said, and I hope people understood, that you are really influencing a lot of songwriters by delivering or giving them track, ready instrumental track or demo track. We call this demo, you know, and you are giving to artists something that they can get inspired by. So I'm going back to you. What inspires you to make the great instrumental tracks that all of us artists and songwriters love to write a new music to? So you are father too. You have your son. How old is Oscar?
He just turned 3.
And Chris, your son is 4, yes?
Yes. What is his major name? Major.
Major Oscar. Hello, how great it sounds. Both of you are daddies. Both of you have not enough of time in the daytime to focus on artistry that maybe a year or two or 5 or 10 years later will pay good living, great living, or maybe the waiting period for especially achieving the financial success can be sometimes long. So then, okay, what makes you and how you get inspired in the morning when you need to take care of your son because you are working, your studies in home? What the whole world is working in home right now, and we all are doing great jobs. So we found out that, yeah, you could do everything really. So how you dedicate your time to the music?
Well, how about this? I'm used to working from home. I've been very happy to be able to do that for about almost 15 years now. And it can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. It depends on if you've got projects to work on. Now, what motivates me to work is that I've got work. So if I've got something that is due in a week or two weeks or a month, then it's on the list. And I try to keep I try to keep strict office hours. If I don't do that, it's a little harder for me to keep momentum going. So when I sit down to work on a song and I know what the song is supposed to be, or let's say I have vocals to just a drum beat or a click track, and I'm just starting with editing the vocals and then seeing where I want to take the beat and the overall feel. I sit down and I don't know about what's going to happen. I don't have this vision in my head usually. Occasionally I'll wake up in the morning and say, and put a little horn line in my phone so I can remember it later. But for the most part, I just start working with the goal of getting some work done. And what happens in the middle of that is you kind of get caught up in it. And then it becomes the creative process. And you realize 3 hours have gone by and whoa, the sucker's almost
11
done.
At night. And you didn't, go to bathroom. You didn't, you know, say hi to wife. And obvious gut thing.
We, We do pretty well.
I understand that, you know, your process.
Yeah, we split our days watching our son, and we both work at home. You know, I work mornings, she works afternoons, and most of the time, or a lot of the time, I go back at night for a while. And but you know, we just need to get as much completed in our lives as possible, and so that's, we try to keep it as organized as we can. But I used to keep those late night hours, but I will say to any young folks listening out there, there's nothing wrong with being the guy in high school or college that is spending all your time focusing on the thing that you really want to do. I used to stay up till 5 a.m. just messing around with, you know, software, and, but, you know, which is kind of what created some of the vocal effects that I was working on with you when I first met. Those little things, it takes time, and it's been an actual
schooling. You are just learning, and I think Chris the same way. He's just never stops, you know, the learning process and discovering the next it, the next what you want to know. Even when you have in your head, you still need to find the way to describe to Dan or describe to Chris what you really have in mind that you want to include in your, you know, track. So yes, Dan, but you know, sometimes you are, I know how I work with you many times. I have an artist that I develop, and they are inspired by a lot of great artists on the market right now. So they say, oh, I want something in the style of Ariana Grande, or I want something, you know, Justin Bieber or jazz. A lot of even hip hop artists. So you, we wrote few in very well, I think very, very good produced tracks for Bollywood, you know, the dancing, dance tracks. So we have no choice. If client or artist say, I want song in style of, you are amazing the way how you deliver. You know, you really learn probably from the best in this business. And somehow, somewhere you create completely new version of, probably Ariana Grande will heard one of the tracks that you create. She will say, I want that one. I want to work on, I'm sure, because they're amazing. It's amazing.
Have our number. Yeah.
I never had an artist saying, oh my gosh, this is not what I asked for. And we produce like 100 songs right now. I was like flipping through, you know, lines of, you know, it's a lot of different styles of music and requests, which you somehow, somewhere have no problem to deliver. So gosh, this is a big talent. Chris, big talent, because obviously you are writing in many genres too. And this is years of your life. It's not like, oh, I know I'm hip hop artist and that's all what I am. No, no, no. You know, you are delivering styles of music. So right now, if I can ask you, what is your next project, next dream? What is the next that you think is coming up to the market, the music market? Do you have an idea what is the next?
Wow, that's a great question. I know what we're working on next. I'm not sure exactly.
Chris, if you know, maybe you shouldn't tell the world.
I'll tell you what we've been working on recently. So we've been working on a soul project, which is really awesome. And this was really my first chance to work in the genre of like old school soul, you know, think like Otis Redding, you know, that kind of Motown vibe. So that was really cool. And I think, you know, I think Dan and myself have both learned some things just from doing that project. In addition, we're doing some country hip hop right now. And that's been really cool. For me, I don't even listen to country as, you know, a genre. But I really can appreciate country. And now I'm starting to open my ears a little bit more to listening to country just by working on this project with Dan.
Wow. So over the years, do you think that your music is more peaceful or more aggressive? So these years that we have that passed by, they were very unusual, you know, especially in America. So you know, I agree with you that we want a little throwback. So I understand your need to go back to the soulful music, to something that we all feel familiar and we can also have maybe some contact with our parents, you know, and they look at us, say, oh my gosh, you know, that was my era. I love the thank you, son, for including that. Or just baby, because you listen so much of the music when daddy or mama or somebody was playing. The same with Dan, the same with country. You know, where this come from? Because one day you didn't wake up and say, okay, I'm discovering country. Country is always somewhere there for everybody to listen to and enjoy it. But we are not focusing on the style. Right now, you are free to discover this genre and say, hey, it's my time. It's, I feel like I can make a stamp. I can make an accent, put accent, my accent, both of you, on this genre. So this is very exciting. So you think that little bit old will become a new? And mixture of unusual genres that maybe before you will never touched naturally become like familiar and say it's part of me. Why not?
Yeah, I think music goes in cycles, right? You know, this soul or this resurgence of, for example, 90s pop culture, you know, that we sort of saw within the last couple of years sort of come back to the forefront, even from, you know, the hairstyles to the slang that we use. Those things all kind of come back around. And I think we will start to see more of that old vintage sound come back around and maybe just with a fresh modern twist to it. Yeah, absolutely. And I would say that as I've matured and grown as an artist, I like to think that my music has too, just from the content or how I say, you know, certain lyrics and things like that. And I really appreciate that as an artist. And I'm sure, you know, you appreciate that too, as a songwriter, just how your music grows with you. And Dan, I'm not sure how it feels as a producer, but maybe you could touch on that as well.
So well, what is your future? What do you think, your music, where you are going with this? Give us a little bit.
Well, yeah, I think going back and then creating something new out of it has been, it was very challenging, actually. You know, I remember, you know, when we first got started on this soul project, which I can't wait to see it released. That'll be happening sometime in the near future here. But working with people that really know something that I know nothing about. I mean, I've listened to plenty of Motown and I enjoy it, but to then go, okay, I'm going to try and produce it and make it sound, it didn't have to sound like it was 40 years old, but it sure helped to try. And so once we kind of got going down that road, the little shortcuts that I found or ways to make the bass sound the way it used to be recorded, you know, using modern digital equipment versus, you know, a big amp in a big room with an old mic. So, yeah, a lot of the things that we were able to put together with that really kind of opened my eyes to, wow, you know, fusing certain styles together, that's been done in many, 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 many ways, and it will continue to be done. That's probably what music, pop music at least, is and will be, and has been as well. I really like what this guy did and what this band did. And what if we kind of put those two together and then and see what happens. Every once in a while you get someone that just knows what they want and they just change the world. But that's the majority. It's more, okay, let's try to do something like this. And if you hit something that sounds good, you're onto it. So as for where we're going, we're just lining up a lot of projects that sound fun and sound like, you know, we're looking for things that aren't necessarily there. And if they're not there, then, well, we should put it there. So that's kind of the way I'm trying to look at it. And I think that's the way we're working together on this is okay. Well, you know, it's not just, hey, do we take this one thing and add this one thing? You know, it's more, okay, how do we package something that people want to hear, people need to hear? Because if they need to hear it, they're gonna. And that's good for everybody. So.
And I think this is like also invitation for interview number two, because I cannot wait for people to fall in love with everything what both of you are doing. And today we are talking with Chris Harris, hip hop artist, but obviously he has so many faces that we need to know. We are talking to a magician, Dan Solovitz, whose just knowledge of genres and the way how he produces impressed so many people already. And you still didn't mention like few placements. Dan, little, tell us, few commercials. Who did your music represent? Please give it to us.
Us together?
No, you. You as a Punch Music. I want people to know your place. Oh. Yeah, few. Yeah,
Punch Music. I've worked with Converse, Shoes, Merck, Target, Sears. That was a while ago. Universal.
Car commercials.
Yeah, you know, Mitsubishi. You know, it's. And Budweiser, that was one of the fun ones. It was just a really upbeat track for that was a Super Bowl commercial, yeah. And that was really fun to just see. There's a big name, and hey, it was actually the first commercial of the Super Bowl. So it was, I didn't know that was going to be the case, but you know, you get together, you say, hey, I think it's going to be. They say they're going to play it. You don't know, and then it was the first one, and I'm like, well. Now I know.
I was sitting, whole my family was on the floor. We were watching, which normally we don't. We were watching, you know, this event. I'm like, oh my gosh, Dan, we were so proud of you. So why I was saying it, because today people need to know both of your names. Again, Dan Solovitz. How you spell your name? It's very unusual.
Oh, it's Solovitz. I believe the original spelling would be in Slovakia.
Yes.
Ends with a C instead of the TZ, but that's the way it was spelled when my great grandfather came over. They just went with what would be pronounced properly.
Yes, so, and your company name is
Punch Music. I'm at punchmusic.net, and it's.
But with Chris, you have another one that you just put together. So we need to maybe mention a name of your company together with. Mm-hmm. You have one more, a link that I would like.
Yeah, the two of us, Chris and I, are Mayhem Music, and we're at mayhemmusic.net. For fair warning, the website is brand new, so we're working on getting some more of our most recent content up there. But for contact information and generally who we are, we can be found there as well.
Go there. And Chris has an amazing website, a really I was telling to my daughter, Natasha, this is like the one of the best lists that I saw. And I interview so many artists and everybody wants to have a really great website that informs people who they are, you know, and it must be messy. And yours is just so clear. You know, you click, you learn, you just know how and who you are. It's just beautiful and very sweet. I love people need to go. How you describe yourself, the first few lines on your website, they're charming. I can read them here. Let's see. Hi there, I'm Chris B. Harris, and I write really cool songs for TV and film. So, I really love that. So that's who we are talking today with, Chris B. Harris. That your website is .com?
.com. That's correct.
Everybody can go there. Your contact is there too. So people can find Dan Solovitz and, of course, Punch Music. And your Punch Music is that?
.net.
So, yes, people need to remember. .net contact is there too. I'll talk to Ilona Europa, accent on. I can always put people together if interest is there. And who knows who will be the next artist that you both will be working with for today. And right now, we'll be playing one more time, full song, Social Distance. And then we'll be playing more music from Chris and Dan Solovitz. But for today, accent on Ilona Europa, accent on London edition on LA Talk Radio. Thank you for everybody for listening. Okay?
Thank you, Ilona. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you
so much, Chris. Really nice to meet you. Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
I would get to have some contact. Quarantine, I dream of days beyond that. Hard enough to make a film when you ain't on set. Word, I wanna take the curve and keep it on flat. I'd rather be 6 feet than 6 deep on a 6th street and not somebody at 6 deep. For instance, in an instant, we both defenseless. I miss y'all, but when it's over, I ain't gon' miss this. Open up the window, feel the breeze and aroma. Mask on my face so I don't breathe all ammonia. Don't feel right like skis in Sedona or a party on the beach, palm trees and Corona. Bad choice of words. I wanted to get better way before it's getting worse, but it's gotta get worse way before it's getting better. The time's right.
right now, so you know we cannot let up.
Social distance, 6 feet and a couple of inches. It ain't over, but you got our attention. We gon' make it cause we are relentless. Ain't got a vengeance. Social distance, 6 feet and a couple of inches. It ain't over, but you got our attention. We gon' make it cause we are relentless. Ain't got a vengeance. Social distance.
Whatever you ask, some contact.
Now they looking at you funny. Bank overdrawn, now you looking for some money. But the ones who were complaining when they cancel all the games and said we clearly overreacting, now who's looking like the dummies? But I won't tell a lie, I do miss my sports. I miss working out, I even miss my boss. Feel like my waist in the mud. No deaths, no hugs, just some FaceTime love. Now I'm cooped up and stuffy. Kids going crazy cause there's no school, how lovely. No haircut and my beard's looking scruffy. Mentally I'm balancing the challenge. It's trying to find wine by the gallon.
Social distance, 6 feet and a couple of inches. It ain't over, but you got our attention. We gon' make it cause we are relentless. Ain't got a vengeance. Social distance, 6 feet and a couple of inches. It ain't over, but you got our attention. We gon' make it cause we are relentless. Ain't got a vengeance. Social distance.
I always thought someday I would be known. I never thought I wouldn't have to go. interference. And you can't see the size of my heart, you can't base it on appearance. I go above and beyond, way above what is normal. I'm about to blow up like a bomb. Ain't no telling what I would have walked to. I have warned you, informed you, I am on you. You should probably run and hide, otherwise, we about to collide. You know how I roll, don't fight it cause I'm in control. You wanna let's go, it's time to put on a show. I'm nothing to mess with, cause even when tested, I rise to the top non-stop and you ain't seen my best yet. First you gotta go and see it, then believe it and achieve it. If you want the best spots, give it your best shot. Give it your best shot. Give it your best shot. Rise to the top non-stop, give it your best shot. First you gotta go and see it, then believe it and achieve it. If you want the best spots, give it your best shot.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.